affirm Egypt's solidarity with the statement of the Arab Group and the Non-Aligned Movement. The crucial importance of the peaceful uses of nuclear energy is increasing exponentially, considering their essential role in and increasing contributions to sustainable development and combating climate change. This deserves appropriate financial and technical resources to support nuclear power plants in developing countries. We underscore that reaching solid and meaningful recommendations on strengthening the peaceful uses pillar is imperative for a comprehensive and balanced final outcome at the 2026 review conference. The inherent and inalienable right to peaceful uses actually precedes the grand bargain of the treaty, and it was reaffirmed by Article 4. Moreover, Article 3 of the treaty stressed in its third paragraph that the implementation of safeguards should not be carried out in a manner that would in any way impede international cooperation in the field of peaceful uses. Regrettably, however, we continue to witness increasing measures by many states imposing restrictions and conditions that are completely inconsistent with the Treaty on the Right of Non-Nuclear Weapon States to Peaceful Uses under the guise of non-proliferation and nuclear security concerns. Such practices are contrary to the purpose, spirit, and objectives of the treaty and the relevant resolutions of the IAEA. Moreover, the same states that imposes such undue restrictions and conditions continue to cooperate with states that have not been acceded to the NPT and that continue to refrain from implementing the IAEA comprehensive safeguards. Such actions, which involve clear politicization and double standards, reward states that have not joined the NPT, thereby hampering efforts to achieve its universality. Such practices also represent a clear breach of paragraph 12 of the decision of the 1995 Review and Extension Conference on Principles and Objectives for Nuclear Nonproliferation and Disarmament. In the same vein, supply conditions that go beyond the requirement of the implementation of a comprehensive safeguards agreement are also inconsistent with the treaty. Mr. Chairman, the past decade witnessed significant qualitative leaps and tremendous developments in the field of nuclear energy and its various applications. However, most developing countries have not been in position to reap the benefit of this progress, often due to unjustified restrictions on technology transfer, especially technologies associated with the nuclear fuel cycle. That contradicts the NPT and the outcomes of its review conference, including the 2010 action plan, which stipulates in Action 47 the importance of respecting the choices and decisions of each state party in the field of peaceful uses of nuclear energy, including in relation to fuel cycle policies and energy mix choices. Furthermore, the extreme lack of financial resources required to promote peaceful uses and to fund the related projects through the relevant international organizations, including the IAEA Technical Cooperation Fund, adds yet another inexplicable obstacle towards fully realizing the benefit of the treaty. The budget of the Technical Cooperation Fund of the IAEA, which is the main vehicle for international cooperation and technology transfer, does not even come close to the cost of building one small research reactor. The review conference should make clear recommendations on maximizing and mobilizing the necessary financial resources to rectify this imbalanced and unsustainable situation instead of continuing to impose further undue restrictions on the inalienable right to peaceful uses. In this context, my delegation welcomes the ongoing efforts to include nuclear energy as an important component for the implementation of sustainable development goals, including through combating climate change. We also commend the pivotal role of the IAEA Secretariat in this regard, and the efforts to enhance the contributions of the international financial institutions in this truly promising domain. Finally, Egypt would also like to express its concern about the impact of some practices conducted by export control regimes and suppliers groups that have been selectively formed outside the context of the treaty and its review conference, and that lack the transparency and inclusivity necessary to safeguard the interest of all states party to the treaty. The conference should address this issue and reach recommendations on measures to ensure that such export control regimes do not anyway hamper the implementation of the third pillar of the treaty. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.